Talking Tesla.
I'm not sure if like my foot should be on the brake or the accelerator.
Because they put rings on Elon.
It must be some sort of geometrical algorithm.
I don't think you need to touch the steering wheel there, Tom.
Oh, I'm sure there's some math. So SpaceX, here's the deal. Landing a rocket on a drone ship is key.
Charger.
How am I expected to drive a car without autopilot? Safely.
Charger. No, I'm not a good Parker, Tom.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit it. Yeah. I just think that this is a car company that is run by super geeks. All the other cars are going to be stupid cars compared to this car. Tesla.
You don't even have to remember that. You've got a Model X. I have seen the future, and it is light pole charging.
No, I wouldn't call it a screw-up. Do you like your Model X?
God, it's beautiful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for a Talking Tesla tweener. This is 142. A couple of people have been asking about the numbering system here. There's a gap every now and on iTunes because once a month we do a second full show just for the patrons. And so we don't number that there. And it's a reminder that there's other stuff occurring at the Patreon. And just so you know, actually, I record these on video now and put them up on iTunes as well. So we sometimes refer to some stuff that you can't see. So if you want to see it, go check it out on the Talking Tesla YouTube page. So we're going to do a full show with the boys here in a week or two. We want to wait till the Tesla earnings call comes out and dive into that into some significant detail as we always do. But I wanted to do this tweener because I got to tell you, I'm a bit concerned. I'm a bit worried and I'm a bit anxious. I'm a bit something, and I'll tell you why. So lots have been happening in the last few weeks, but the biggest thing I think is this, which is the statement by Tesla that they're going to lay off 7% of their workforce. Now, I understand that it is common for car manufacturers to get a little bit big, trim the fat, get a little bit big. I mean, this is just something that happens. GM has done it recently. This just happens. But at a time when the production ramp is really going up, where they're producing many more cars than they ever have before, this quarter or the last quarter, about 8% more than in Q3, which was their biggest quarter by far in their history. So they're trying to ramp up production, but now they're going to cut the workforce 7%. That made me anxious, more anxious than I have, I think, ever been about Tesla. And they said here, and this is from Reuters, higher volume and manufacturing design improvements are critical for Tesla to achieve the economies of scale required to manufacture the standard range 220-mile standard interior Model 3 at 35K and to be a viable company. So this is really anxiety-producing for me, and I say this for a number of reasons, because if they need to cut 7% of the workforce to remain profitable, then they've got a problem, because that 7% only represents, by some people's estimates, about $220 million a year. And so that doesn't seem like that's going to make the difference. Here's Elon's email, and let me try and read this to you. It's hard to read, but I'm going to give it a try. As we all experienced firsthand, last year was the most challenging in Tesla's history. However, thanks to your efforts, 2018 was the most successful in Tesla's history. We delivered almost as many cars as we did in all of 2017 in the last quarter alone, and nearly as many cars last year as we did in all of Tesla's prior years combined. Model 3 has become the best-selling premium vehicle of 2018 in the United States, a truly remarkable feat and something that few thought possible just a few years ago. Looking ahead at our mission of accelerating the advent of sustainable transport and energy, which is important for all life on Earth, remember, this is why we do the show and we follow this guy, because we agree, we face an extremely difficult challenge. Now listen, this is the guy who always is like, everything's great and we're the best and it's all good. Here's the challenge. Making our cars, batteries, and solar products cost competitive with fossil fuels. While we have made great progress, our products are still too expensive for most people. I agree with that. Even the cheapest Model 3 right now is not an inexpensive car. Tesla has been producing cars for about a decade, and we've been up against massive entrenched competitors for GM, you know, Toyota, these people. The net effect is that Tesla must work much harder than other manufacturers to survive while building affordable, sustainable products. I got it. In Q3 last year, we were able to make a 4% profit. While small by most standards, I would still consider this our first meaningful profit in 15 years since we created Tesla. Now, you know, there's been a couple of quarters every now and then they've had a little bit of profit, but he doesn't consider that real. That was often more an accounting issue. However, that was in part the result of preferentially selling higher. This is what's happened in the last quarter, the prior quarter, Q3. Preferentially selling higher price Model 3 variants in North America. In Q4, preliminary, unaudited results indicate that we again made a gap profit, but less than Q3, so less than the 4%. This quarter, with Q3 shipment of higher price Model 3 variants, this time to Europe and Asia, hopefully will allow us, with great difficulty, effort, and some luck, to target a tiny profit. So they're saying that Q4 is going to be barely a profit, and they're going to have to work really hard to get any profit this quarter. However, starting around May, we will need to deliver at least the mid-range Model 3 variants in all markets, as we need to reach more customers who can afford our vehicles. Moreover, we need to continue making progress towards lower price variants of the Model 3. Right now, our most affordable offering is the mid-range 264-mile Model 3 with premium sound and interior at $44,000. The need for a lower price variant of Model 3 becomes even greater on July 1st, when U.S. tax credit again drops in half. It was $7,500, now it's like $3,800, and it's going to like $1,800, something like that. That's the ballpark. Making our car, here it is, $1,875 more expensive, and again at the end of the year, it goes away entirely. Sorry for all these numbers, but I wanted to make sure that you know all the facts and figures and understand that the road ahead is very difficult. This is not new for us. We have always faced significant challenges, but it is a reality we face. There are many companies that can offer a better workplace environment because they are larger and more mature, or in industries that are not so voraciously competitive. Is that right? Attempting to build affordable clean energy products at scale necessarily requires extreme effort and relentless creativity, but succeeding in our missions is essential to ensure that the future is good. We must do everything we can to advance the cause. And I agree, this is a rah-rah sysbomba to the people who work in the company, and I get it. As a result of the above, we unfortunately have no choice but to reduce our full-time employee headcount by approximately 7%. We grew by 30% last year, which is more than we can support, and retain only the most critical temps and contractors. Tesla will need to make these cuts while increasing Model 3 production rate and making many manufacturing engineering improvements in the coming months. Higher volume of manufacturing design improvements are critical for Tesla to achieve the economies of scale required to manufacture the standard 220-mile, standard interior Model 3 at $36,000 and still be a viable company. There isn't any other way. To those departing, thank you for everything that you've done to advance the mission. I am deeply grateful for your contributions to Tesla. We would not be here today without you. For those remaining, although there are many challenges ahead, I believe we have the most exciting product roadmap of any consumer product in the world. Full self-driving, Model Y, semi, truck, roadster on the vehicle side, and Powerwall, Powerpack, and solar roof on the energy side are only the start. I am honored to work alongside you. Thanks for everything, Elon. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's all about this car, the Model 3. He's got to build it faster and cheaper and pretty quickly, as those tax credits go away. But even at the lowest configuration, this is a stunning car. And with level 3 or 4 autonomy, incredible.